the Postal Service is located in just about, you know, every corner of the U.S., and our network supports both the, you know, everywhere from a retail postal location to a business partner location to distribution centers for the Postal Service as well. So it's their data network that supports connectivity across all of those locations.
Now, this is a new contract, or is this a follow-on to previous work you guys did? And the other piece of that is this from the network's contract that GSA runs?
No, this is actually a discrete or a unique contract that the Postal Service maintains itself. It represents some follow-on, but there's also some growth in this contract as well. So it extends the relationship we've enjoyed with the Postal Service for quite a few years now. But it does represent growth as, you know, some of their needs and their data infrastructure needs to grow. This represents, you know, growth for us as well.
Can you tell me what's new and what's the same under this contract?
What's new is, you know, the network and the size of the network is growing as the Postal Service requirements are growing relative to some of the, you know, new applications that they are extending across the network. They are looking for an increased amount of bandwidth to support those applications to make sure they have enough capacity to really send those applications across their entire environment. So there is increased growth in the size of the network based on this award.
One thing I've heard recently, I was at an event where they were talking about bandwidth, and the idea of bandwidth on demand came up. Is that a model that's being used here or anything similar to that in a managed service type of environment?
This is a managed service environment. We've been very successful in working closely with the Postal Service. The entire network is a managed service. AT&T manages the network for the Postal Service across all of the 9,500 sites that we maintain.
Now, does that mean that USPS can call you up and say, hey, Stacy, I need more bandwidth in Minnesota, but I need less bandwidth in Florida? Or how does it work?
You know, I think the model that you're referring to is more of a bandwidth on demand. That's not necessarily what we're deploying here. The managed service that we're talking about is where we're actually calling the Postal Service to tell them that we see some anomalies, and we're actually trying to determine, you know, where there might be some potential utilization issues, other troubles, potential, you know, anomalies in their network. It's a proactive managed network service for USPS. And it's not necessarily, it's related more to the operational functionality and making sure that from a maintenance and lifecycle perspective, well, we're making them hum, basically.
One of the things about the bandwidth is that there's video teleconferencing and chat, and this is being used more and more by agencies. How much, you know, without getting too much into the weeds of the technology, is how much of a bandwidth increase are we talking about here?
Service is very distributed, so it represents an upgrade for them in terms of scale. It represents a sizable increase, and it's largely due to the fact that, to your point, there's a lot of different usage going on their network, inclusive of mobility. There's a lot of mobility data coming off of wireless devices that's traversing our network as well. That's increasing the bandwidth.
One of the other things you said was there's some follow-on work as well. The size and scope really focused on maybe the bandwidth issues and other services. What are you providing now that you have been providing over the last few years to the Postal Service?
What we are providing is a fully managed service to the Postal Service. We are increasing the size of the network, and then also from a feature perspective, making sure we can support all aspects of their applications. So in terms of making sure that we have connectivity into some of the business partners, enhancing connectivity into their data centers, et cetera. So it's just more location specific in terms of, you know, what we're doing. But from the standpoint of, you know, end-to-end service, managed service, that represents a continuation of what we've been doing in the past.
Now, from the USPS perspective, they're going to see better bandwidth, more services. Are there other benefits that maybe are peripheral but still going to be substantial for USPS because they have more bandwidth, because they're having an upgraded network?
The benefit is we're obviously providing the foundation for a lot of what they're trying to accomplish in terms of transformation. So the network is really the critical foundation for a lot of other initiatives that the Postal Service is trying to undertake relative to, you know, really taking advantage of mobilization of their carriers, other types of applications that are traversing their network relative to mail. So I think they're planning for the future and trying to take advantage of a trusted network partner like AT&T.
All right, at the same time, AT&T received an award from USPS for MTIPS. That's, Managed Trusted Internet Protocol Services. It's the cybersecurity piece that the GSA has put out, again, through the network's contract. Give me a sense of all this data, all this increased bandwidth, more cybersecurity is needed. What's that contract about?
Certainly, I think you're aware, MTIPS is the name or the sort of common service that is provided through the network's contract. The Postal Service did use the network's contract to procure this. The Postal Service obviously handles a lot of data that requires a certain security level. Obviously, they have points of sale across which many financial transactions occur. They also handle personal data, and I believe they felt it was critical that they move to the MTIPS service. We have not yet implemented it, but we are in the process of doing so.
Now, there's two data centers we've talked a lot about with USPS, the one in California and one in Minnesota. Is that where the MTIPS will be implemented?
Yes, those are USPS data centers. One is in San Mateo, California, and the other one is in Eagan, Minnesota.
How much of a difference in terms of cybersecurity will MTIPS make for USPS? As you mentioned, there's a lot of point of sale and personal data and other things that are critical to keep secure.
It certainly is another manifestation, I think, of their increased focus on security.
Now, previously with the contract for the network connectivity, was cybersecurity included on there, or was cybersecurity handled outside of the previous contract?
I believe the Postal Service procures some of their aspects of cyber service in a variety of different ways. We have provided certain managed security services to the Postal Service in the past, but this does represent an entirely different kind of construct for us to work with them on.
How big of a contract is this for AT&T? Is because the Postal Service, obviously, as you said, is across the entire country.
Postal Service would be one of our largest contracts from an MTIPS perspective in terms of size of connection. I mean, they are a very large customer, and as you can imagine, just even based on the number of locations in their network and how much data is traversing their network, their MTIPS service is very large relative to some of the other contracts that we've actually received.